I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say about No Excuses School.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
Let's think for a minute first about this idea of no excuses. What does it really mean? You know, this word excuse has been around now. It's been part of the Ed Reform movement. And I remember the first time the first person said to me when I was at Lesley University, poverty is not an excuse. And I turned around puzzled, because it was the first time I'd heard it, because I didn't understand that. What do you mean poverty's not an excuse? Well, first of all, who's looking for excuses? Doesn't an excuse imply that someone's trying to get away with something? Or, you know, I expect something of you, and you better come through no matter what. There's no excuse. Even the very idea of that, to my thinking, does that mean a child comes to school and hasn't had breakfast or is homeless? Or hasn't seen a parent because the parent had to leave for work at 4 a.m. and the kid got ready on her own. You know, and so we're going to get high grades anyway, even though we don't know, we don't have health care and we didn't have food. And so there's no excuse for those things. We're going to just buckle down and study these Common Core standards as if we didn't just come out of that situation. The very assumption about this idea of excuses is offensive to me. But it's a widespread idea now. Many people use it. We have no excuses schools. And that means you go to school and you learn all these standards. You learn all these requirements. There's no excuse for not learning them. You're all equal. This is how we're closing the achievement gap here. We're all equal. Forget it that you came from a home with a wealthy home and you come from a poor home. Doesn't matter. No excuse. You're all going to buckle down. And along with that, we have to have also no excuses for any bad behavior. So you have to walk down the hall silently, and you have to have your hands folded behind your back and can't touch another person and so forth. Because there's this whole set of behavioral requirements that seem to accompany the academic requirements of these no excuses schools. And I realize when I think about that the very assumption about who human beings are and who children are and how they learn would be different from somebody who adhered to a no-excuses philosophy versus somebody who adhered to a more humanitarian or child-centered philosophy. Because I think with the no-excuses idea, I think it's basically aligned with that empty vessel idea. Like, you kids don't know anything, and I have to tell you all these facts and all this knowledge that comes from the world. I have to pour it into you because you have nothing in your empty head. And furthermore, I have to teach you good behavior because I can't count on you to have any on your own. Versus a more, what you might say, constructivist idea, or an idea that children, young people, participate in learning. They have an active role to play. And that when they learn, it's because they're interacting between what's inside them, the ideas they have in their heads, the feelings they have in their hearts, the knowledge that they're building little by little within them. That's interacting with the experiences that we provide in schools. And that's what knowledge, that's what real learning comes from. That's what real knowledge is built from, is from this active, interactive relationship between the learner and the environment. And those are two fundamentally different ways of looking at learning. And I think this whole no excuses thing is a new version of a very old idea about social transmission of knowledge and empty vessels and blank slates and all those things we've known for a long time were one way to view human beings and learning. But, I don't agree with that. And there's no evidence. If you look at child development or developmental psychology, you see that there's a participation of the infant from birth. The active, engaged learner is taking initiative to engage with the environment and learn from the first moments of life. So I think it's really very, very sad. No excuses schools have to depend on coercion. They have to depend on suppression. They have to depend on compliance and obedience. And these are things that will deaden learning and deaden children's souls and spirits. And hopefully, I always keep hoping that even kids who go to schools like this, they're going to find their will and their spirit from within, and they're going to come back.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.